Nice to have you back.
Well, thank you.
You look exactly the same as you did last year.
Oh.
You're supposed to return a compliment.
Oh.
Oh. I hate it when the panel members are funnier than I am, Terry. Are you a pilgrim?
Yeah.
Yes.
He told me no yes or no answers.
So we're 3 for 3 so
far. We're 3 for 3.
Look, more than a yes or a no. All right. Well, Terry, of course, with the sorghum producers, sustainability, that's an easy issue for you to discuss because I think you've got some advantages in the sorghum industry.
Well, we've got a lot of advantages, and some of them come from stress. You know, whenever you have to conserve something, then that makes you a better conservationist. My grandfather moved from a wet, I never understood this, but he moved from a wet area into the epicenter of the Dust Bowl in a covered wagon, and so we've been in the survivability mode for a long time.
Right.
And so as these other folks have alluded to, we have generations that are going to succeed us, and so we are charged with moving from survivability to sustainability. And one of the big things that sorghum has going for it in our area, because a lot of, we just don't have very much water to start with.
Right.
And a lot of our crop is grown with aquifers that are in a depletion mode or already depleted. And so a sorghum crop actually saves water. And it's probably well adapted naturally to the heat stress that we've all seen in the last year or 2 years especially. And so it naturally is a sustainable thing. And we started raising two crops in 3 years in our area and a crop rotation and no-till and those things in the 80s when most people started with that kind of thing, when we had the Freedom to Farm Act. And so we've been doing that a long time.
Right.
And we like that in the mix. And the new thing that's come about that's making us even more sustainable, which I had a lady come by our booth yesterday that is a sustainability expert, so I says, Dave, this is cool.
Perfect.
You know, I wanted to ask her what the definition of sustainability was first, because everybody here has a different,
sure.
And she said profit, and I like that. I take it one more step, and that's profit. That's ongoing profit, you know,
right.
And something that builds
not
it for the generations that are going to be there. You've been on your farm for a long time. We're not as many generations as you are because we're pilgrims and in our area.
Right.
And so we have to do that. And so we have a crop in our rotation system that really works nice.
And you talked about the water issue. We finally got a little break here. A lot of our city brethren complained about the snow, and most of us in agriculture were you're going, yay, we finally got some snow. Although it wasn't all that good, I will tell you that the snow back in Kansas was, it only tested 40% moisture. So it was,
Well, I live in an area where,
do we need to break into study groups for that one? It's a little subtle, probably.
I live in an area where they write documentaries about us, you know, in PBS, and we can tell the soil type because you can see it in the air. At any rate, you know, NRCS has an easy job like this.
But no, we really ought to go on the road. You do understand that, really? You know.
But at the same time, it just drives home that point.
Absolutely.
You know, that we have to conserve things because it's imperative that we conserve them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the comments. One thing that's good about being backstage and hard of hearing, you don't know what the other guy said.
You said exactly the same thing they said, Terry.
Okay.
I will. You talked about the issue of water and conservation and stress, and it's always been. You're exactly right. My grandpa did the same thing. He farmed during the Dust Bowl, and in fact, he used to say that it's always been dry. What was the line he used? He said, "When it rained 40 days and 40 nights, we got 2 tents."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was his favorite joke. I remember him always telling. But it makes you, if you've lived through that, great stewards of the soil. Mm-hmm. And it makes you understand and use sustainability, without doubt.
Right.
One last question. We talk about this a lot. We give it lip service. There's some specific actions that we can take or that the national sorghum producers have done. Can you reference any of those?
Well, I think we can work with some of our regulatory agencies and some of the USDA agencies that we have that would encourage transition to more sustainable
right.
crops or more sustainable methods that grow the crops that are traditional crops, whether it be soybeans or corn or wheat or sorghum or whatever, and we can be proactive in that. We can also make our sustainable crops more profitable, which makes our second generation more profitable. We've worked with the RFS2, as all of these folks have, and advanced biofuels. And if we're more profitable, then we're more sustainable.
Absolutely. Nice hand for Terry Swanson, please.